Congressman Tom MacArthur, a Republican from New Jersey, ran in 2016 on a pledge to repeal the Affordable Care Act. That helped him win re-election in a district that President Trump also won. But following through on his promise could cost MacArthur his seat. NPR's Kelsey Snell has a story.
Congressman Tom MacArthur's story might seem like a lot of other suburban Republicans running in 2018. He's in a bare-knuckle fight for re-election against a Democrat who decided to run for office after Republicans tried to roll back the Affordable Care Act. But MacArthur is more than just a Republican who ran on repealing Obamacare. He is the only congressman in New Jersey still running after actually voting to do it. And this election is a referendum on that vote. That much is clear within minutes of turning on a television or a radio here.
Congressman Tom MacArthur tried to take away health care from millions of Americans.
AARP calls Tom MacArthur's plan an age tax.
Jeopardizing health coverage for people with pre-existing medical conditions.
We can't afford to get private insurance.
Tom MacArthur, still working for the insurance industry.
Healthcare is a top issue across the country this year, but it's even more potent for MacArthur. That's because last spring, MacArthur saved repeal from the brink of failure. He created a way for states to request waivers to get out of major portions of the law, like a requirement preventing insurers from increasing prices on older, sicker people and minimum coverage standards for health plans. It helped secure enough votes to pass the final House GOP repeal bill. That effort fell short in the Senate, but MacArthur's role drove New Jersey voters to flood town halls like this one in Willingboro in 2017.
Folks, please.
We gave them a chance to talk. We talked in Congress.
That's just the start of a nearly five-hour confrontation that went viral. MacArthur's challenger, Democrat Andy Kim, says that town hall intensity hasn't faded. He's a former Department of Defense employee who says he jumped into politics after a health crisis struck his own family.
When I talk to people across this district, it's the same thing. They're not forgetting about health care and that debate a year ago because health care is a problem that people in this district face every single day.
Like a lot of Republicans who ran 2 years ago on repealing Obamacare, MacArthur now says he supports some parts of the law, particularly the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Many voters here say that's confusing. The congressman declined to participate in this story, but MacArthur often says his amendment was aimed at repealing other parts of the Affordable Care Act, not doing away with those protections. Here's how he described it on a recent forum on News 12 New Jersey.
My commitment has always been protect people with pre-existing conditions, maybe do it differently than the Affordable Care Act, which has driven costs up.
The wall-to-wall healthcare focus is increasingly aimed at an extremely narrow set of voters. A recent Stockton University poll found MacArthur leading Kim 47-45% among likely voters. Just 4% said they're undecided. That includes Bruce Preston, who was having breakfast at the Golden Dawn Diner in Willingboro. Preston says he usually votes Republican, but he doesn't like that New Jersey got hit hard by the tax law that MacArthur also supported. And he says he's not comfortable with rolling back the Affordable Care Act either.
I certainly will vote Republican for the Senate.
Have you decided about the House?
I don't know. I'm a little bit on the—I don't know. That one, I'm not sure. I've been thinking of voting for Kim.
MacArthur and Kim have just 14 days to convince him. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Willingboro, New Jersey.